I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Which outfielder should you be looking to buy or sell in Dynasty right now? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, December 1st. Welcome to December. Happy holidays, everybody. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's start with outfielders to buy in Dynasty or Keeper Leagues right now. Who you got?
So it's a little hard to do buy or sell at this particular position because it's a tumultuous time in the outfield. There is a early drop-off, a steep drop-off in talent at the position. So anybody who you think is probably good is going to be hard to sell on. So I really only have one sell high, one clear sell high, and that's Adolis Garcia, who is 29, first of all, because he's just recently emerged as a fantasy asset. I think there's this perception that he's younger than he is. You know, he's kind of in the late stages of a player's prime. So just for that reason, I'd call him a sell high. Also, there are major plate discipline issues. His RBI and run total last year, I'm suspicious of. So they're sell high for that reason too. Since I kind of started on the sell highs here, I will go ahead and address Jared Kelnick and Joe Adell, two consensus top five prospects just a couple years ago, who've gotten repeated chances since then and done nothing with them. I could go either way, buy low, sell high with them. If the cost is next to nothing on Kelnick and Adell, they're kind of like throw-ins, then okay, sure, I'll take the shot. But if the cost is higher than that, I'm kind of to the point with them where I'd be surprised if they turn into major fantasy assets. It wouldn't be the most shocking thing ever, but it would be surprising. So if somebody is eager to buy low on them for me, then I might go ahead and sell because I don't really see it as them buying low. I see it as this is my last chance to get something good for Kelnick and Adell. So those are the sell highs. The buy lows are a little more interesting. So Eloy Jimenez, I think, is a good call here. All the injuries have kind of taken the wind out of the sails, but he looked great after returning in 2022, showed that potential to hit 290 with 30-plus homers that I was beginning to wonder with his 2021 performance if he still had. He does. And the fact that he's not really any kind of base stealer, I think, also serves to deflate his value, at least in roto leagues. And I think that's going to be less important moving forward because stolen bases are going to be more plentiful. So now's a good time to get Eloy Jimenez, who is still young. I think Tyler O'Neill makes for a decent buy low, had a monster 2021 season, regressed last year. Don't know where the quality of contact went, but he's a big, strong guy. And I think Tyler O'Neill can get that back. I think Alex Kirilloff, I'm not quitting on Alex Kirilloff. I've been high on him for several years now, and he continues to make me look bad. But it's mostly his wrist, and I think he finally had the procedure shaving down the bone in that wrist. That's going to help him unlock that potential once and for all. I think he's going to hit for average. I think he's going to hit for power. No speed, but the cost for Kirilloff right now is very low. So go ahead and buy in on him. And on the full-length podcast, Chris Welsh actually brought up a good name, Riley Green, who was himself a consensus top five prospect coming into last season. Did basically nothing as a rookie. Him and Spencer Torkelson both, actually. But the pedigree is so good that if you can get, like, if his owner is freaking out in the dynasty league, then yeah, go ahead and make an offer for Riley Green. It's definitely too early to turn the page on that kind of potential. Okay, I got one more buy low outfielder here, kind of a sneaky one. Brian Reynolds of the Pirates. He's not young, so you know you don't think about him as a buy low dynasty option in a conventional sense. He's going to be 28 before the start of next year, but probably going to be out of Pittsburgh sooner or later. That's going to help his run and RBI production tremendously. He's confirmed he's a power hitter. He's shown the ability to hit for average in the past. Great line drive rate. And while he's never been a base stealer, Brian Reynolds is fast. And I think with the rule changes about to be implemented in the league with limited number of pickoff throws, bigger bases, you know, the minor league numbers have shown that with those rule changes, players tend to run a lot more. And I think Reynolds looks like somebody who could be a big beneficiary there. So he may be on the verge of emerging as a real five category monster. And so I'd be looking to buy on Brian Reynolds.
All right, Scott. Well, now that you left me all this time, I'm going to reveal my four players.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to.
Nah, it's totally fine. I'm just going to quickly run through some names here. Seiya Suzuki, I don't think that we've seen the best yet from him. Steamer projections early on, like Seiya Suzuki quite a bit. Some power, some speed. Oscar Gonzalez, I guess it's kind of a buy high, buy medium, but I do like the player quite a bit. And obviously, he's young, coming off a good rookie campaign with the Guardians. Lars Nootbaar, like what I saw this past year, he's got some OBP, a little bit of pop. Maybe he could run a little bit for the Cardinals as well. And you might be able to pick this guy up, honestly. Brian De La Cruz, I'll just throw the name out there, from the Marlins. Statcast page is filled with red. The guy absolutely crushes the ball. I don't know that he's going to have a job, but if he gets an opportunity, it looks kind of intriguing. He was really good down the stretch, too. So four names there: Seiya Suzuki, Oscar Gonzalez, Lars Nootbaar, Brian De La Cruz. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Saturday morning. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.